Saturday was my cousin's wedding, and on Saturday I did a podcast on how to eat in a party. I followed my principles. I stuck to water, but I think I went a little bit overboard on the carbs. I ate pupuru. Pupuru is an Ondo food, and I could see with fish and meat. Hello. Welcome to Weight Loss Motivation and Fire, simple strategies to fast track your weight loss success. I am your host, Dr. Adebusola Adefesa. Today I'm going to be talking about meal planning 101, and we'll be talking about the kinds of food you should be eating. Now, on a weight loss diet, after hearing this is bad, don't eat this, don't do that, most of us are confused, and what we really want to know is what exactly should I be eating? So this podcast rather is to talk about what exactly we should be eating on the weight loss journey. Now, you want to start with vegetables. The truth about vegetables is that right now nobody is attacking vegetables. All the diets on planet Earth, be it Mediterranean, keto, Atkins, eating everything in moderation, low fat, Indomie, whatever it is that you're following, everybody still agrees when it comes to vegetables. Now, what are the kinds of vegetables you should eat? You can eat tomatoes, you can eat leafy vegetable. Our common popular one, ugu, aka pumpkin. You can eat spinach, you can eat cauliflower, carrot, cucumber, Brussels sprout. So, but I'm not saying that you should go and be looking for kale and spinach when it is not readily available around you. Stick to our normal vegetables that are readily available, particularly the ones in season. The ones in season are more fresh, and then they are affordable. The next group of fruit that you want to eat are fruits. Fruit are amazing. You can do apple, banana, oranges, pears, strawberries, grape, melons, peaches. There are loads of fruit out there. But it's important to note that, especially depending on the kind of diet you're following, if you're on a low carb, you want to be careful with fruit, because most fruits, they increase your sugar intake, and then it contains calories. The fact that we are saying all of these things are amazing doesn't mean they don't contain calories. That's why the quantity and the quality of your calories is very important on a weight loss journey. The next group of fruit that you want to eat include nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are very important because they have high in protein and they're high in unsaturated fat, which is the good fat you want to eat more. So, example of nuts that you can eat include walnut, almond nut, cashew nut, macadamia nut, hazelnut. Those nuts are amazing, and thank God walnut is in season now. You can also do granut, but granut is not a nut. Granut is a legumes. That's why I'll talk more about it in the next group of food that you should incorporate in your diet. The next group of food that you want to incorporate in your diet are legumes. Legumes are beans, peas, lentils, pulses, peanuts, chickpeas. Now, beans are amazing. I want us to note too that beans contains carbohydrates. For every 1 gram of protein in beans, you have an approximately 3 grams of carbohydrate in beans. So beans contains carbohydrate. The fact that we are saying you should eat beans doesn't mean that we should overeat it. Everything in moderation. So the next group of food that you want to eat are tubers. Tubers include potatoes, yam, turnips. They are also very amazing. They help you feel full for longer, and that's one of the reasons why you should incorporate them into your diet. Next group of food are whole grains. Whole grains include the popular one and the one I literally love so much, which is oats, brown rice, whole wheat, corn, rye, barley, buckwheat, and pista. So if you're doing whole grain, those are amazing options. But for me, I think I'll still say that oats is the best. While I know that some of us don't like oats, I will not want to shove it down our throat. Okay. Next group of food you want to do are fish and seafood. Fish and seafood are amazing because they are high in protein and healthy fat. So you can do sardine, you can do mackerel, you can do salmon, trout, tuna, and then for seafood, shrimp, oysters, crab, clams, mussels, etc. So poultry next. Poultry that's super high in protein. So you can do chicken, you can do turkey, duck, then eggs. Eggs are amazing. Then dairy, you can do dairy, yogurt, Greek yogurt, cheese, and the likes. Now let's go to fat. We've talked about carbs, we've talked about proteins. Now fat. What are the sources of healthy fat that you should eat? Now you should eat extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil. Those are amazing sources of fat that you should eat. Now what if those ones are not readily available or you can't afford them? Pico, I beg you in the name of God, stick to your palm oil, but in appropriate portion. Everything we talk about in weight loss depends. And that's why we say it depends, it depends, it depends. So depending on your weight loss journey, depending on your goal, depending on the kind of diet you're following, depending on how many meals you eat in a day. So those are the things that you factor in when we are talking about oil intake. So you can stick your palm oil in appropriate proportion. So what should you now drink? What should you drink on a weight loss journey? Now that we've talked about the classes of food that you should eat, so what should you drink? Water should be your go-to beverage, honestly. Water. Then you can also do tea, you can do coffee. There are amazing teas out there. You can do green tea, you can do moringa tea, you can do fennel tea. Amazing teas. But as we've highlighted, you can see that we started talking about the food first before we started talking about the drinks. So the food is pretty much super important. There is no tea that will work magic if your meals is not in check. So what are the things you want to avoid? You want to avoid added sugar, and sources of added sugar include soda, ice cream, table sugar, candies, and the likes. You want to avoid refined grains, white bread, pasta, and the likes. You want to avoid trans fat, and trans fat is commonly found in margarine and a lot of processed food. You want to avoid refined oils. Most of these oils that we buy are refined oils. So soybean oil, canola oil, and those oils, they are just refined oils. It's best to avoid them. Then you want to avoid processed meat such as sausages or dogs and the like. Please stay away from those stuffs. And lastly, you want to avoid highly processed food. Anything that is highly processed, particularly if it is claiming on the label that it is low fat, it is this, it is that, please read your food labels carefully. A lot of us don't know how to read food label. I think I'm going to do a video on that. A lot of us don't know how to read a food label, so please read your food labels very, very carefully. Most food manufacturers, they play on our intelligence. So if you don't know how to read a food label, you're going to eat more than you're supposed to eat. Let me just put it that way. So what are the herbs and spices that you should incorporate? We've talked about your food, we've talked about water, we've talked about what to avoid. Now, one of the things you want to do is that you want to reduce your salt intake to about 1,500 grams, and 1 teaspoon is even about 2,300 grams. So you want to be consuming about half a teaspoon of salt in a day. Now, how can you achieve that without eating tasteless food? Foods that you don't enjoy, foods that make you want to throw up, that God, when I'm not in prison, what kind of society is this for? So you want to do herbs and spices, and examples include garlic, cinnamon, nutmeg, rosemary. All these things I'm mentioning, they are readily available. They are available in our local market. I mean, I stay in Sagam and I buy all the stuffs in Sagam. So I can imagine those of you in Lagos that are saying you can't find these stuffs. It's just that we are not looking in the right places. So all of these things are readily available. I hope you have learned something from today's podcast. Like, you know, I like to keep it short. The things you should eat vegetables, you should eat fruit, you should eat nuts and seeds, you should eat whole grains, You should eat legumes, you should eat proteins, and you should eat healthy fat. So that's basically the summary. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with your friend. You can find me on Instagram at Fit for Health NG, FIT4 Health NG, or send a WhatsApp message to +234 903 649 7002. Stay fit, stay healthy, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.